I'm asking.
It feels good to be back. Hey, welcome.
Welcome to a podcast about nothing
with B
and AD.
Hey guys.
Here with my what is this?
This is our red
fold over quick weave. I don't know. I found it on YouTube, guys.
This is our red table talk.
Welcome to the red table talk with Jada Pinkett.
Stop. Okay.
No, this is serious, guys. We really have to talk about this shit.
This is real serious. Like, we even got the good glasses out, okay?
Okay. Cheers. Because y'all
tripping. It's not that big of a deal.
Who lied to Jada? No, seriously. So obviously, as you may know, in the recent weeks, August Alsina has come out with an interview with one of my favorites, Angelique. Shout out to you. I wrote her on Twitter like a couple years ago and told her.
Oh my gosh.
And told her that I wanted to be just like her. And she retweeted me. And ever since then, she always tweets me and like responds to my stuff.
So y'all best friends?
Just a tad. And she's a Capricorn. Oh, so sweet. Anyway, she August Alsina had an interview with Angela Yee, discussing in the past couple of years of his life. I'm guessing he just came out with a CD. Didn't listen to it. Not yet. I actually like August. but I didn't listen to it yet, but he did have an interview.
Well, God damn it. It's like 23 songs. Ain't no, like, I just don't have that type of time.
Y'all don't like albums with 23 songs? No. Y'all used to them 7-song albums like Kanye?
Don't be mad because Teyana Taylor.
I'm pissed, but I'm satisfied with her new album. I can't even lie. Y'all go check it out.
Hey, my cousin just hit me. Hey, Heather. She just hit me and was like, what do you think about Teyana Taylor's album? I was like, I haven't listened to it, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm obsessed with Teyana Taylor.
Well, just checking.
Just checking on what?
That it was good.
I haven't listened to it.
It's good. That's all you need to know. No, seriously, it is really good. All of her fans are satisfied because we've been dealing with 7 songs and we're waiting for from her first album in 2014. It's exciting. It's a great day.
For who? Not August. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. What was I saying?
About so open Jada, relationships.
She said, what did she say? I think it's about time I come to the red table. Well, you here today. Okay. August Alsina had an interview with Angela Yee discussing his past couple of years where he pretty much discussed a lot of things. The interview was an hour long, and one of the things that he decided to discuss was the fact that he was in a relationship with married woman Jada Pinkett Smith, actress, artist, wife to Will Smith.
Mentor to the young.
Mentor, mother of Jada, I mean, who?
Jaden
and Willow Smith. I went my hair back and forth. I used to love that song, first of all.
You would.
No, this is just an interesting topic because...
It's not that interesting.
It's not that interesting. It's interesting for the point of views that I've read. But it's not that interesting because this aspect of their relationship has never been hidden. Or not. I'm not going to say never, but it hasn't been quiet.
It hasn't.
Hey, but the people are shocked.
Well, first of all, I just want to talk about my props today because everybody knows I love props. So today I have my Jada Pinkett hair and I don't know what this is, but it actually matched and we actually have a red table call.
Red table talk. I wish I could see this.
Oh, we'll take a picture of
Burgundy
it and post
Burgundy table
it.
Talk.
Burgundy table talk.
We're getting
talk.
A little deeper than red.
Ooh.
Ah, y'all like that.
Deep. So.
Hollywood swinging.
Like, I just want to know what she did to this little boy. If anybody actually watched this episode or this interview with Angela Yee, it's like, one, I couldn't get through the whole interview.
I didn't watch the whole thing either.
I don't know him that well, but it was annoying, okay?
I was about to say, so you weren't interested.
I wasn't. I was just interested because everybody was talking about it. But I also think that who would pay attention to him if he hadn't said what he said?
Don't play August, I'll say no.
With his album coming out. Nobody's checking for August Alsina.
Especially because he's been going through so much since he's come out.
No, everybody called him a crybaby when he came out. Here this nigga go again crying.
When they say that?
Maybe it was just me.
See what I'm saying? he had some nice songs. I remember him from his mixtapes, and then he started making songs on like featured. And then it seemed like life hit him really hard. Like, he had a sickness. He was sick, or he still is sick. I could be wrong. He, his brother passed away. His brother's fiance, girlfriend, not sure of their position, but his sister, which he considers her his sister, passed away. He adopted three kids. Like, he's been going through a lot from the outside looking in.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't take that away from him. But even before, and again, you never know what people are going through. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just always seemed like he was crying. And then this whole thing came out, and now he's dropping an album, and people have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I still haven't listened to the music, but this is an interesting topic because of who it is. That's the only reason why it's interesting.
Not because of him, though. Nobody cares about his relationship. They care about her.
I mean, yeah, they care about her, but they also care about how are you, of all people, almost like the next Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
What? Who?
Not the next Tupac as far as, like, lyrics
and
music.
Let me write this down, because that shit didn't make
sense. How people just take stuff
the
wrong?
The next Tupac. Ain't
she
nobody.
Take it.
The
run.
Next.
Running the Olympics.
Ain't nobody
running
ever.
Away. Running. Just run it. That's not what I meant. I'm saying in the sense of as a person that she loves, shows her affection towards, shows her love for, speaks about highly, accepted her. Not necessarily, he didn't really accept her into the family because Will Smith has stated that he didn't want to meet Tupac. Like, the relationship that they had was intimidating to him. He stated that before. But for this young man to be the next person to make a move, to be able to get in where he was almost in the same situation, and then for it to be in the same household. Like, boy is a pimp. I don't care what nobody say. Okay, August Alsina. For real. For real.
You're getting a little too excited.
Because it's amazing.
Hey, August, we're calling you.
No, seriously, if you really think about it, it's amazing how he was able to swindle, because of all people, for you to even have the balls to say, I had a relationship with this woman. Nobody else has been in that position. Tupac ain't alive to testify for what his relationship was with her. He always said, I have the utmost respect. One of my favorite people, yada, yada, blase, splee. But nobody else has been in that position to be able to do so. And then of all people, this young boy who been through the most from New Orleans is the next best person in line to riddle and mess around in your open relationship. The boy is doing something. I don't care what nobody say. And then for you to say you got a blessing, not just we snuck behind his back, he found out. Like, he came to Will Smith as a man, okay? And received a blessing.
But didn't she say that wasn't true?
Who lied? Okay, so no, this is where we got caught up, though, in the beginning, right? So, you know how you watch different excerpts of, like, clips, different films, different things, and it always seems like they're twisting somebody's words around or they're misconstruing things. This is one of the few things that I can honestly say, the clip that you saw is what it was. Like, there was nothing more.
So let me tell you exactly where it was. It was at 18,
Jesus.
Dot, dot. 54 to 19. And what he said was something about.
That was something about.
Yeah, I know. My notes ain't never right, okay? August said, I went to Will, and because they weren't having a sexual relationship,
say it like that.
He gave me his blessings.
He didn't say it like that. This is where it gets misconstrued. We're going to have to wait for Jada, the real Jada, to please stand up.
She what?
We're going to have to wait for the real Jada to please stand up.
What you trying to say?
From what he said, it's all about, I know we learn punctuation, inflation, pauses, and stops and stuff in school, right? He said, what are you saying?
See, look at you.
He said, they have transitioned their relationship from being married to life partners. So without sexual intercourse, without romanticism, Will gave me his blessing. So with that being said, what it sounds like to me is without sexual intercourse, without romanticism, me and Jada were able to receive a blessing from Will and able to pursue a relationship.
So you're saying that Will and Jada, no.
I'm August saying that
and Jada.
Will was giving a blessing to his wife and August to carry on a relationship without romance to be able to pursue and keep it going. That's why he was giving his blessing. But what you heard is some bullshit.
Really? That's what I heard?
But it's all about the pause, because what she heard was, oh, they moved on to their relationship from being married to
a partnership,
married to life partners without sexual, without romanticism. So then Will gave me his blessing. It's all about how you hear it.
And the
need Jada's answer.
And the reason why I say this is because in other Red Table Talks, Jada said that she had a sex addiction.
You can have an addiction and not have sex with everybody you encounter or everybody who likes you. Because I don't personally believe that she would have allowed somebody to run rampant in having sex with her, knowing her kid's position. This man has been around her family, her kids. Okay, let me just basically tell you where I think this came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it was what it was. I believe August in his truth. I believe that August had a
absolutely
relationship.
I definitely believe that.
Yeah, I believe August in his relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith. I believe that he was around the family. I believe that he was polite enough to ask Will for his blessing, whatever that means. If that's polite or disrespectful, I don't know. I believe that he received the blessing for what he knew to be a blessing from Will Smith, and he was able to pursue that way. What I think is misconstrued, is the fact that I don't know if they had sexual intercourse. I'm not going to deny it. It sounds a little weird, but I don't think it was a sexual relationship. I don't think it was a bang, 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 bang it out. Like, I don't think it was one of those bang it out
thing. Are you serious?
Not consistently, if it had to be like that, no.
But wait, but you just told me that he put somebody in the hospital.
Yeah, that was a little girl, though.
You cannot say that. What?
I mean, not a little girl, not like pedophilia, but like it was somebody around his age range. So I'm not surprised. Well, they're not used to stuff like that.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like, it's not like another grown woman and he's used to dealing with grown women. Like, she probably don't care. Think about Jada. She's probably dealt with all kind of stuff. Okay, August, I've seen that she's not stunting him. I just don't think she would have allowed a sexual relationship to get that close to home and have to separate herself. I could be wrong. Now, I ain't going to say any one of us is right. I know we made
But do you remember the Red Table Talk where she said she left?
Where'd she go?
I don't know what else
she
was.
She didn't go. She went to the West Wing. She didn't go nowhere.
No. She left for a while. Jada, she left. She said, I have to go.
And where did she go?
I don't know. I don't know.
She didn't tell y'all where she went. That means she didn't leave.
This is the whole thing about the facts.
Okay. We got to get the facts straight. But no, like, I do know for a fact that she's discussed plenty of times about being open to her marriage and understanding and feel like she's very adamant about feeling all of her feelings all the way through, understanding her feelings all the way through, not just going based off of what everybody else defines it to be.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that August feels like the relationship he had with her was blossoming and blooming because people speak so highly of Jada Pinkett. You know, you're not used to having the conversations that you would have with her. You're not used to talking to her about the things, her family being so... I can imagine it being a different conversation. She's been speaking the way she speaks since she was a teenager, middle school. You can watch her in old shows and stuff. She had the same voice, the same opinions.
Reminds me so much of myself.
Right. Crazy. Crazy as hell. Okay. I'm just saying.
I didn't expect you to agree. I'm just saying. Well, you're so in tune with yourself. Like, what else matters?
And I will agree. She's in tune with herself, but I don't think it's that big of a deal as far as...
Look at this. We finally agree on something.
Yeah. Look at us. Growth. 2020 quarantine.
Oh, hell. 2020. I got...
Take a shot. I just think that it's not that big of a deal. I'm not saying they haven't had intercourse before, but I don't think it was a sexual relationship. And I think that's
all it was.
I don't think that's all it was because of how much he gave or felt like he gave to her. I think she understood what he felt like he was doing, and she had to back away before he thought that she was going to leave her husband for him.
I think that's his fault.
It's slightly both on both of them. August is still young. I expect him to feel like he first loved somebody in his 20s, which is not abnormal. I do blame Jada part-time for allowing this man to enter this relationship and trying to understand him on a deeper level and then trying to make it seem like their relationship was nothing. Because the description that he had leaving the relationship, dealing with the relationship afterwards and all the other stuff was traumatic. She seemed like, I'm not going to say she ain't breaking no sweat, but it was like, you need to chill out. Like, you know, like, from what it seems like.
He was needy as hell.
He was needy, but I'm just not convinced that people are so thrown to the left. Like, something in me just doesn't think that he was so off track thinking that she wasn't going to leave her husband. She wasn't happy. She wasn't feeling some type of way to make him feel
like
he was superior.
If you go to somebody's husband and you ask for their blessing, why would you ever think that she's going to leave him?
But that's the thing. We don't know if he thought that she was going to leave, but it's something more. Like, I can't blame him 100% for thinking his relationship was going to turn out a certain way because he wasn't the only person in his relationship. She was there, too. She talked to him the way it seems like she spoke with him about some deep issues that nobody's ever discussed with him about. She's talked to him. So that's why I say I don't think it was just sexual. Because on his end, obviously, he poured his heart out to this lady. Because
I don't think it was
sexual
for him. It was sexual for her.
Yeah. And that would be a thing of making it clear, not trying to guide this man because he was around for a while.
The communication
exactly part. He was around their family for a while trying to heal himself. He started talking to Jada Pinkett when he started going through all this stuff. He started talking to her when I have this disease. I want to build my life. I want to be better. I'm about to adopt 3 kids, stuff like that. That's when he was talking to her. And you know, Jada Pinkett probably had him talking to rocks, healing and all kind of shit. Like, she probably had him doing She probably had him doing all kind of stuff. So I can't.
Not talking around.
One thing I can honestly say about knowing there's 3 sides to every story, 1 side, the second side, and the truth, I can never just blame August Alsina for participating in a relationship. I can't. Because somebody went wrong somewhere. He could be a messed up individual in the head and just be like...
Oh, I don't blame him solely.
Yeah, I can't...
I blame him for thinking that it was more than what it was. That's what I blame him for.
The only thing I can blame him for is for thinking that she would leave him.
But that's
for
the more, same thing. More no, than what it was.
More than what it was, I can't. Because...
Isn't that the same thing? That he would leave like him more than what it was?
No, because... Because I will say this, Jada, Will Smith doesn't seem like the type of person who would initiate, one, the open marriage, who would initiate dating other people. Will Smith has made it clear since he has been married to his first wife, I don't believe in divorce. I don't believe in leaving my wife.
What's his sign? What's his sign? He's a Virgo?
Something weird.
I hope he's not a Sagittarius.
I'm about to say Will Smith probably a Sagittarius. No. Ooh, let's guess. Will Smith.
Wait, don't say it.
Or Gemini.
I guarantee he is a Virgo.
He's a Libra.
No, he's not.
Will Smith is a Libra.
Really?
Yep. Will Smith is a Libra.
I don't even know what that means.
Scales. They go back and forth all the time. Wow.
He's a Libra in real life? He's not a Virgo?
And Jada Pinkett Smith.
Virgo.
She's Gemini. A Virgo.
She's a Virgo?
Don't tell me she's a Libra, too. I'm about to be angry.
What are you?
Me?
Yeah.
The best sign in the world of Capricorn.
It's not.
It's the best sign. We start the year, we end the year, okay? You get the best things happening around the time. The new year starts. Christmas time is happening. Your vacation is on. Like, y'all are mad. Y'all are mad, okay? Okay? She's a Virgo.
She's a Virgo.
Capricorn. That's my love sign. Virgo and Taurus. Capricorn. Hey, Capricorn. Hey.
Well, so what we're going to do is we're going to stop. Pause and then bring it back in a second.
Take a minute. Make a drink. Get some gin. Tonic links. Ah!
Oh! I'm going to change my wig.
Oh, please don't. Jada what? Pinkett, come back. We want you.
No, because y'all not respecting me. I'm we just said bye. Are you recording?
I think I'm recording again.
All right, so we're back.
We're back. Welcome. Thanks for the, what is it?
Intermission.
Message from our sponsors.
Who?
Thanks for the message from our sponsors.
Yes.
We sponsor ourselves, so it was us. Don't judge us. Oh, we should make commercials.
We should.
The good ones.
Like what?
I want to do something outside.
All right. We can.
Shoe commercial.
Okay.
Buy me some new shoes. And I'll do the commercial.
All right. So just to recap, we were talking about August. We were talking about Jada. We were talking about Will. We were talking about open relationships. And then this is
they
just...
open as hell.
Then this is going to come back to just regular open relationships. Would you want to know?
Want to know what? I want to give out the blessings, okay? I definitely want to be the one giving out the blessings like Will. If that's the situation that it's come to, because obviously you guys have reached some type of term and agreement that he feels comfortable enough, and I wouldn't be surprised if she was the one who set him up to receive the blessing.
So
like, I really wouldn't be surprised. She looks like a go ex Will. We want to make sure he's okay with it.
She looks like a mastermind.
She looks like she controls puppets in her free time.
She controls what?
Puppets. Oh. Like voodoo dolls. She does.
So, okay. Do you think it's important to communicate at the beginning of a relationship before you start it, right? Is it important to communicate like, hey, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. I am into this. I am into that.
See, I feel like in order to discuss it, it has to be a strong urge or desire for you to bring it to your partner and enough for you guys to have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It can't just be a fly by the night type of thing. Oh, I tried kissing a girl one night and I like girls, so I'm going to be kissing girls. Like, I think, like, it has to be a strong
I
urge.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Hey, somebody sing the words. I kissed a girl and I liked it. No, seriously. I honestly think that it has to be an urge, a desire, a fantasy, or something that's been lingering for a long period of time for it to be a discussion. Usually, especially people who don't like to discuss their feelings, if they build up the courage to discuss it, it has to be something that's been pondering on their mind for a long period of time. Mm. So when it comes to you first getting into a relationship and explaining what you may like or what you don't like or whatever, I think is based off of your previous, not necessarily what you actually feel in the moment. It's like, I know for a fact I don't like this. I know for a fact I like this. You know, it's not necessarily what you're dealing with right now. It's like when the conversation of sex, because we've discussed this before, that sex should be a conversation that you discuss with somebody when you do get into a relationship.
Mm.
So when it comes to your preferences and all this other stuff, all that other stuff, I feel like it has to be such a very strong desire when you get into it. I think the things that are reoccurring in your own mind should be the things that are discussed, not the feelings that you feel temporary. So if you've come off a high of like, oh, I've been messing with girls, but now I really like this boy, I don't think you should have to go into your relationship saying how you like girls.
Wait, say that again?
I think that if it's come off of like a situation or just a phase or a time in your life, it shouldn't have to be discussed. Not saying that it doesn't have to be discussed at all, but not as something that you like or something that's mandatory in your relationship. So if I've broken up with a boy and I've gone through my little girl phase and I like girls for the moment, when I get into my next relationship, I probably won't need to discuss that I like girls and that's what is going on with me.
But would you ever discuss that, hey, I've been with a girl before?
No. That's not a hard discussion. Because when you start to discuss what you like, that's when your partner's going to take heed to what it is that you want and what you don't want. So if you make it prominent and known that this is something that I've enjoyed for the last couple of years of my life and something that I've done, they're going to try to provide that for you.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, if I don't take the time out to reevaluate what's a phase and what's not in my life and I have the wrong conversations, I can be asking for the wrong thing.
Well, I just opened up about everything. Look,
I done tried a little bit of this. I like a little bit of that. This is cool. This ain't, don't do that. This is all right.
We'll figure it out. Look, we'll figure it out. Just let me know.
I think something like that, though, it changes all the time. Like, you can literally have different urges every day.
Like, I agree with that.
Yeah, like it changes all the time. Like, especially sexual intercourse is something that's going to be a topic that discuss. Like, you change your topic all the time. Especially if you like the same shit y'all dry. I'm just saying. I don't even
dry booty.
I don't even do the most. But if y'all ain't having new discussions about sexual intercourse.
I hate you.
I'm just saying.
Yes, those are very important conversations. And so.
I learned that from you, though. Like, nothing's off limits to talk about.
You learned that from me?
Yeah, freak nasty. I'm just saying, like, nothing is off limits to talk about. Everything should be discussed.
It should.
I wasn't taught that because I was taught that things should be kept to yourself. Like, certain things deserve to be kept to yourself, but if your partner has a better understanding of who you are, they'll be able to deal with you in a different light.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know where I learned that from. I've never been a very secretive or closed off person.
I don't believe that. You're reserved.
Now
you're just comfortable with who you're with.
I've never been closed off with who I am.
Oh, you are crazy. She's She's what? She crazy. I knew it. She's crazy.
Bro, you every episode you look at me like that, like, go ahead. I feel you about to lie. No, I'm saying, like, I've always been open with who I am. It's
that's true.
People haven't been receptive of who I am.
That's how I feel about fat. That's weird conversation. It's a weird thing, but I feel like what? People are so much more uncomfortable with the fact that like people are fat and chubby than fat people and chubby people are. But that's random. Because people want to bother me about my fat so much, it's like, wow, it's just a little extra weight. Like, calm down. It bothers y'all more than it bothers me. I'm gonna lose it when I feel like it. Okay. I'm serious. Seriously. And I only say that because I've had this discussion like several times.
We're talking about
like stop fat. Stop fat shaming people. Like it's just a little extra skin. Like y'all can't even see the fat. Y'all see the skin. Okay. Bubbling up. I'm gonna give it life, I promise.
Okay, so what I was saying.
Okay, so yeah.
What I was saying was, I've never been closed off to who I am. People haven't always accepted who I am. So I've always been open and honest about my sexuality.
What? What? Wait, I'm confused. So people haven't accepted the fact that you are sexually open and fluid.
No, they've never accepted
that. That's what I'm saying. The things that, it's not even what we feel like is wrong. What people have put off, it's like, I'm not worried about it as much as y'all are.
And that's it. That's, like, yeah, I understand that. I don't care. Like, I don't care. So when I got with my husband, I made sure that in the first, well, I knew I was going to trap him. But with
she be trapping?
trap. Okay. But I knew what it was going to be. So I let him know in the first couple of conversations, this is what it is. This is who I am, and this is what I can accept. Or what I'm willing to
accept.
That's
a blessing, because people can have those types of conversations.
And because of that, we have been able to last for 10 plus years. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. I don't care. Sex is sex. What you say? Don't bring nothing, don't leave nothing.
Don't take nothing, don't leave nothing, okay? I don't want nothing back here. I don't want you to leave nothing.
That's
over
it.
There. I don't, like, don't take nothing, don't leave nothing. Clean it up, go to the doctor, get tested, wear protection, do what you need to do.
That's it.
I'm just not a believer in somebody who's like, damn, like, don't get me wrong. Relative, time is relative to who you're talking to. But a couple of years is a long time to deal with the same person over and over again. Not saying that they can't satisfy you. But I do think it's just weird when people get into relationships. It's like they expect you not to deal with anybody else ever again in life. Ever, 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 ever.
And I just think, like, you have to be open to what you need and what you want. Like, what that other person can provide for you is different than
we
what.
We can differ on sex being a necessity or not, but I don't think it is. It's a form of exercise. It's a way to reproduce, and that's what I think is used for, but I don't think it's a necessity. Look, she's like, oh, my God.
wait, a necessity in what? Life?
It's a necessity for pleasure for most people, but it's not a necessity for something that we need to do to function.
I don't know about you, but I need to be pleased in my life.
I need to be happy in my life. No, I don't think it's a necessity. It's like for what it's used for. Like, we're supposed to be popping babies out. Period, point blank. We ain't supposed to just be doing it to do it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So I'm done having babies.
No, you can have sex, but I'm just saying, Don't I'm not be supposed to ain't nobody enjoy it. Ain't supposed to enjoy. You can, but it's used for sexual intercourse to procreate. So the enjoyment of it is just the fact that you get to enjoy it while you're doing it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Sex is a great thing. It's exercise, blah, blah, blah. Blow your back out, blah, blah, blah. That's so exciting.
Exercise.
But I'm...
I haven't lost not a damn pound, so I must be doing it wrong.
That's funny. But what I'm saying is for how it's used is not necessarily for pleasure for the woman. And I believe that because it's what? Like it.
What do you mean?
Don't disagree with me on this.
Okay, I agree.
I'm just saying. You understand, like when the way it's portrayed and the way it's given off is not for sexual arousal or sexual pleasure of women. It's usually for men. The way it's come off. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I do agree that sex is used to procreate. You can enjoy it. You should. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't just be feeling like you're getting raped every time you have sex.
Oh,
like, that's different. Like, you shouldn't feel like somebody forcing themselves on top of you. You can enjoy it, but I do believe that the act of sexual intercourse is for procreation.
Yes, but once I'm done creating, then what?
That's where the other people come involved, because that's where the pleasure comes in.
But I can get pleasure from my husband.
Most definitely. I'm not saying that.
But I can get pleasure from my husband even if we decided not to have kids.
Most definitely. But the purpose of sex is to procreate. I'm not saying you can't enjoy it. That's, you got to listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying you cannot enjoy sexual intercourse. Mm-hmm. Just like school. I'm not saying you can't enjoy school. I'm not saying you can't go to school and enjoy the people that you're there
Who
with.
Does that?
I'm not saying you can't enjoy the things. I'm just saying the purpose on which it's there for is for procreation.
Right.
Men and women are supposed to be having sex to make children.
But you also said that women, I don't know what you said.
Yeah, I was about to say lie on me if you want to. Because you have to make up something crazy.
You said something about women not enjoying it.
I don't think they enjoy it as much as, well, I can say, I don't know if I've said this already, but I don't think women enjoy sex as much as men. No, I don't. I don't believe that. I don't believe it in the sense of women getting off every single time they have sex. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I don't care what anybody says to me. I don't believe it. I don't believe that. I don't. Y'all can challenge me. Anybody can try to bet me 500 beans. I need the money. Okay? I don't believe it. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I don't care. Anytime you lay down, a man says he wants to have sex, and you do it for his enjoyment, I don't believe that you're enjoying it, too. I don't believe
it. I agree. I agree with that.
I do not believe that. Any woman can challenge me to any thought she wants to have. I don't believe it.
I agree with that.
I do not believe it. But when it comes to the actual act of sex, I think you should enjoy it. But I do not believe it's meant for women.
Wait.
It's meant for the procreation of children. I don't believe it's for pleasure. I don't believe you should find a way to enjoy it because people want to do it all the time. But it's for procreation. It's for making life. Questions? Comments? Comments? Concerns?
Okay, so.
Hello? What you want to say?
I just think you're doing it wrong. I just think you're doing it wrong.
Who, me?
Yes. Doug, how? Look at my paper.
I'm sorry. I don't think.
These are my notes.
It's not so much, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it's not enjoyable or enjoyable. I'm just saying, I don't think it's meant for the pleasure of women. Every time we lay down, we should enjoy it if it's supposed to be like that. But we don't. And I don't know any woman who can agree with me. Or if they do, they're lying.
Any woman who disagrees with you.
Yeah. That's what it is. Disagrees. Every time you lay down, you enjoy sex.
Absolutely.
And why is that?
It's different reasons.
Is there a climax involved?
It doesn't mean that it has to be a climax involved every
time. That's what most people consider it to be.
But then
I don't think so either.
But then they're missing the point.
See, you trying to compare it to me. That's not what I said was happening with me. I'm just saying, speaking to most women, it's like they don't grasp the concept. Yes, you should enjoy it, but it's not that you are every time. And I'm not convinced that women are every time. Like, I'm not. I don't know.
So do you think that's the reason why people have open relationships?
I think people have open relationships because of many reasons. It's not just based off of dissatisfaction throughout sex, because then you'll be forever searching for somebody to satisfy you in an aspect that you should be able to do for yourself first. That's a word. You should know. You can't ask somebody to do something for you that you should be able to do for yourself. Oh, so like
meditate, masturbate.
What?
Stop.
That's not what I said, but almost. Like, no, I do think you should learn your body.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's masturbation or not, I do think you should know what feels good to you, what doesn't feel good to you, which you should move forward with, which you shouldn't touch, which you should, like, I think you should just learn yourself in that aspect. Like, I think, and you could learn yourself through being with somebody else.
I disagree with that.
You don't necessarily have to learn what you like and how somebody else can do your body, but you can learn what you don't like. People always mistake for what being with somebody else for, oh, they did it right, it has to be like this. No, you can learn that, oh, this person did it completely wrong. I know I don't like none of this. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it more important to know what you like?
Yeah, but usually if you don't like something, it goes to the opposite of, okay, I don't like this, so I know I'll probably like this.
So maybe Jada knew that she didn't like what Will was doing.
She was having sex with him for years, so she couldn't say that's not what she liked.
But we don't know if she was having sex with just him for years. It's just that August actually came out and said something.
That's true. But who else is she going to be messing with?
All of them.
Because I ain't going to lie, if I was a dude, I was in somebody else's shoes messing with Jada Pinkett, I would have snitched too.
Why?
Because. Why not? Especially if you broke up with me, why not?
Yeah.
You broke up with me, Jada.
No.
You broke up with me.
No, not only did she break up with him, but he's broke and broken.
He ain't broke.
He hasn't come out with music in who knows how long. That suit he had on in that interview.
Leave August alone.
I can't even write on my paper.
Stop judging me because she said some off the wall stuff.
What did I say? Look, I'm telling you, all I'm saying is that he broke, broken, and everything else.
Learn yourselves before you go find somebody else to try to mix up and mix your life up.
In real life.
That's the real.
That is the real.
I do think you should learn yourself before you let somebody else learn you. And the thing about it is, it may come in yearly spurts. Because you don't just learn yourself one time.
No, you change, you grow.
You do change, but you can know what it is you want. Somebody just not meet your expectations and feel like somebody.
I will say this.
You.
Don't watch porn.
That is the stupidest thing you can do when it comes to actually trying to have sexual intercourse. That's one thing that I wish they would have taught everybody.
Yeah, if
not
you watch porn on a consistent basis, then you're I don't even know what it's called. What? That's not it. But if you watch it on a consistent basis, then your mind expects certain things, or they want certain things, so it fucks your whole like sexual life up.
Yeah, and y'all are doing it wrong.
Well, it is this porn star that I think is doing it right. So,
oh, hi.
Just kidding. Hey, parents, don't listen to this. Don't listen to this episode. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Keep your relationships closed if you don't want these type of problems.
Or, I mean, open them. It's not even a problem.
She said, open them up.
I mean, I'm not saying I have an open relationship, but
I ain't open as shit.
See?
They said goodbye.
All I'm saying is, like, just, you know, hey, do your thing. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Like, comment, subscribe. Ah, I got it right.
Was that right? Like, comment, subscribe.
That's a subscribe.
It's a what?
The subscribe. The and then a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, doorbell. And
then send us a comment. Tell me how much you think I'm cute. Love you.
Hey, tell me how much you like my Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, at the red table. I wish y'all could see the table
cologne. Oh, hold on. Look, they can real quick. Oh. Hold on. Look at the red table.
Red table talk. Get on my notes.
This is the red table talk.
Red table.
With blonde hair and all that. All right. Thanks, guys. Peace. We love you. Peace out.